We are finally beginning to get some anecdotal evidence that maybe even the office market is turning around. You know, the whole economy seems to be perking up a little bit. Maybe this Fed thing to slow things down has run its course. One man who follows that, who knows the office market and the business market, but also the home market really closely, is Jason McCann. He's the co-founder and CEO of Very, which we remember as Very Desk. He's the man that taught us all to stand up at the office. And then made a remarkable pivot during COVID and taught everybody to stand up at home. And he joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, David, so good to see you again. This has been a little while.
It has been a while. Well, and it's always good to catch up with you because you are a Renaissance man. I mean, you're a landlord too. You're an artist, and you're a mentor to an awful lot of people. So tell me what you're seeing out there right now. Are people going back to the office?
Oh, yeah, we definitely have seen an uptick in that. You know, you look at it, we have our Barospace business. So we've got three buildings here in the DFW market, one in Las Colinas, one here in Coppell, and one in South Lake, about 1 million square feet of Class A office. We're probably a little over 70% leased. All those were signed during COVID. So to go from zero to 700,000 plus in leases with our team at Cushman, the office space, you can see at South Lake, it's almost 1,000 people a day are interacting. So you've got an AI firm out there, likewise, Trail Runners, great organizations, and they're seeing the impact from a culture standpoint of people engaging. And our other business, in the Very business that we sell offices and workspace solutions for both work from home and for offices. Right. So the work from home market, we're seeing sort of stabilize. There's probably a little bit of consumer pressure out there, but our e-commerce business is very strong. Also, companies are still recognizing that hybrid is a piece of that. But they're trying to create these spaces that are really involve collaboration, connection, culture, communication. So if you're going to commute in, you want it to be impactful and meaningful. If I'm just going to sit on a Zoom all day with my teammates who aren't there, I need to have a different type of setup.
So we're back to the big open workspaces where people are collaborating. I mean, because for a while it was everything had to be partitioned and you don't want to breathe on anybody else. But that's what they miss is the ability.
No, we're definitely back. Those plastic shields are gone, you know, and for the companies that, you know, it's really the human interaction. I think people recognize how important that is, and they're seeing the benefit of it. And so how do you encourage it, that all these students that just graduated want to be around people and meet them and talk and learn? And how do you encourage that? Not everybody has a huge home with a perfect home office. So how do you encourage these spaces? So yeah, we've even reinvented the office cube, if you believe it or not. You know, I didn't think we'd ever be in the office cube business, but I tried to reimagine that product as well. Is how do you create space division in the open plan? Because you need some, you know, that commercial residential feel, so that residential vibe in your space. A lot of things are happening as we think.
I always viewed you guys as an international company. I mean, we know you from here, but obviously all over the U.S. But you got distribution points. We're in, I don't know, in Australia and Africa and all kinds of places. So what's the world look like? Are they tracking with us? Are they all back in the office again now?
Yeah, our business outside the U.S. is a lot of transactional business. So desks and chairs and our Vera desks, yeah, the original award-winning products that we created. And so, but we're definitely the U.S. Asia was already back to office just because of, and you think about the home space that, you know, if you're living in a 600 square foot apartment, yeah, with your parents, you're probably want to get to the office to get out of there. And so it's a little bit different across these other countries. And so everybody's a little bit different. Australia really encouraged health and wellness in the workplace years ago, and so they've already seen the benefits of people getting back together, and so that's happening as well. But the U.S. I think is going through a massive transformation. Texas is definitely open for business as we think about it.
You've got these flexible lease terms that you offer to all these clients, and I know in Las Colinas and South Lake, and then there in Coppell, where the headquarters is. So what kind of activity are you seeing? Are these short-term leases? These are entrepreneurs who come in and want to work in an office for a few days a week and then use it as a springboard?
Well, the co-working industry, which is really where the startup community finds those spaces. That's in all, you know, you've got Fuse, Caddo, Lucid, all these great organizations that service that community all throughout the country. Those are very healthy, and you're starting to see that. I think with the disruption that happened with WeWork, very prudent operators have come in and done a good job there. In VeraSpace, our smallest spaces today are around 5,000 square feet in Southlake. We'll have some offices opening up. We've had so much demand walking in our front door. People saying, do you just have an office that I can rent by the month? You know, I've got a two or three person. So we're seeing a huge need for it. And so we're trying to figure out a way to service that inside of our portfolio. And so we're going through that learning process right now based upon feedback. Most leases today are 5 to 7 years. So in a traditional pre-COVID world was 10-year leases. And we were trying to think about, hey, it should be 2 to 3 year leases. But I've seen it sort of normalize in this 5 to 7. There are tenants out there that are requesting a 3 year out clause because they just wanted some flexibility. And so you're seeing, hey, we'll sign a 7 or 10 year deal, but we want a 3 year out clause. That's a little bit of you're hearing that across the industry.
With the idea they're going to grow out of it, right? I mean,
they're going to grow, right. They're going to grow out of it and their needs are going to change. So they want that lever of flexibility in there as a piece of it. Most are renewing, which is, I think, a great sign that if you build the right space, Class A, with key amenities, so you're talking the gyms and the activities and a reason to for people to get together, as well as areas for the community together. So we have these amazing spaces, and we'll let the community come in, either rent space. Sometimes for nonprofits are able to use our space at a discount. And they host events here, and it engages the space, and it just really, really helps the assets be better monetized. And so I think you're seeing across what Lucy Billingsley's doing, what Craig Hall's doing, what John Goff's doing out in Fort Worth, you're seeing these great ecosystems really starting to connect those dots of hospitality and other amenities that are coming together.
Well, what about you? Do you want to continue being a landlord? Are you going to grow that aspect of the business?
Oh, we'd love to. You know, I think in the DFW market, I'd probably love to partner with one of these big names I just dropped if they would like to do something with us. I think there's some room out there. I do think for a Class A buildings right in the right space from a hospitality and really dial in as you navigate the future of work, can you build a compelling space? Obviously, we sell a lot of furniture to landlords, and they do it if they want to work with us on something much bigger. I'm totally open to it in the DFW market. Outside of DFW, it's kind of not my sweet spot on a personal level. I'd have to partner with somebody that really gets it there, so if there is somebody. But I think for DFW, it could definitely absorb some more in the right areas. You've got a lot of demand. Companies that are still looking between 2025, 2026 to bring millions of square feet of office back. So they've done one-year extensions, or they're sitting in another city, and they recognize they want to be here in DFW. This is a great spot to either incubate or grow your business on a global scale or a local scale. Like we're very healthy, and so I feel very optimistic about DFW for the foreseeable future.
So are you seeing any companies that are testing the waters? I mean, you do business with, last I saw, like 98% of the Fortune 500 companies. And a lot of them are relocating to North Texas. But also, it seems like they like to kind of test the water a little bit first. Do you hear from any of those companies?
Well, you think about a company like Likewise, who I was not familiar with. They brought their executive team, moved into our VeraSpace Southlake, and they just took a 5,000 square foot suite. They're the reverse logistics for all of your phones. So when you turn in your iPhone 12 and you want your 15, this company manages it on a global scale, and they were moving their headquarters out of Florida. That became a test and learn, and now it's over 50,000 square feet, hundreds of employees, an incredible culture that they built over there. And so I do see that. We have an AI firm in Southlake that moved in. That's happening. So I think we've got banks that have moved in. So I think we're learning a lot, and they do put their toe in the water because they can do a 5 to 7 year deal and they're feeling it. But that's why I think we've signed so many leases, because there's something magical going on here in Texas, and you recognize it when you're here with us.
Lance, just going back to the marriage of your two businesses as a landlord and still people working from home, are most people hybrid? I mean, are they working from home? Are they set up to do business from home a couple of days a week and then go into the office?
Yeah, I would say today hybrid is the most common, 3 days a week in, 2 to 3. So the technology firms may be as light as 2. And if they have a compelling space that it helps them be more productive, it's 3 or 3 to 4 days a week. Most CEOs I talk to, and I talk to hundreds every week, just kind of on tours and bumping into them and all, most appreciate and admire when the teams are together. And so they're just trying to figure out what is the space. It can't be the old cube farm from 25 years ago. Right. And it can't have, you know, some dead coffee bar. It's got to have those right dynamics in it. And we're all dialing it in of what that means. The commuter thing is nobody's going to drive 45 minutes, right? They want 25 minutes seems to be about the max. So it's really how do you get closer to where people live, work, and play, balance all those things, and make this thing work. I do see it. I do see it continuing to evolve. And 3 to 4 will probably be the new normal.
So in those cases, in those cases where you're setting up somebody to work from home, assuming they don't have it already or they're expanding, who's paying the bill? Will the company foot that bill, or is it on the individual to set their home up?
So it's both. Today, it's a little more individual. There were periods of time. Google did a big program. Some others that did large programs. We've had healthcare providers come in, and they'll set up a program. We'll build like a B2B portal for them, and their employees will come in and get a curated list of products, and then we'll just ship it to their home, and they'll set it up. They recognize the benefit of it once they aggregate the data. If I don't have the same setup at my office and at home, it's very challenging to get some stuff done. If I'm crunched over one laptop or trying to work off my phone, it's not as intuitive and impactful as a dual screen monitor, height adjustable, all the ergonomic things that you need. And so we do see a lot. Some will also just do a 50-50 split. I do see it as a nice recruiting tool. It's kind of a buzz thing, too. It's like, hey, after 90 days, we get you set up, you know, and you're in.
Yeah,
and so
sure.
I do think it's going to be different. But everybody's about recruiting and retaining the right people. And this is an easy, you know, for less than $2,500, you're like set up at your house. And you can do it for much less than that with us. So it's like that's nothing when you think about the investment you're making in your people.
I always enjoy catching up with you, not only because, I mean, you're just sort of an interesting guy and you do interesting, you've done some really interesting things, but also you are in a catbird seat. You get to oversee, you get to see trends as they're developing because you can talk to so many people. Consequently, we're not going to wait as long to catch up with you next time. It's good.
You call me anytime, Dave. I respond quick. So.
You do. It's always good, too. Jason McCann is the co-founder and CEO of Very. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.